air. You can give lots of information or a little, just enough for him to decide whether it'll be profitable. It's been great having you. We'll be back next week, 5:30, same time, discussing career fast tracks and ensuring that you make lots of money doing work you love. And remember, take responsibility for your life no matter where you are in it. It's 6 p.m. We're signing off. Bye for now.
Hi, this is William Shatner. Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Okay, here we are. We're off to the races. It's just a minute after 6 o'clock, and you're tuned to CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC. And it's time again for Radio Radio, formerly Son of Night Dreams.
go well tonight, so let's linger here. This used to be my favorite palm tree. I was starving in that shit house, the world. But now it's gone, and the whole point of everything's the moving on. Well, let's see a calm and a storm and okay, a star's born. Now let me just sit here neath these almonds on 3 and 4 and...
The unmistakable voice of Dan Bejar from his latest solo CD entitled Trouble in Dreams, and that is something entitled My Favorite Year. Thank you, Dan Bejar. Dan will be back with the new Pornographers later in the program today. We started off with The Breeders from their latest CD, Mountain Battles. The Breeders, of course, Kelly Deal, Kim Deal, and Jose Mendeley and Mando Lopez, titled TK Veterans, joining them now in their latest CD. And that track we heard was called Overglazed. Good sound. The Breeders are doing a tour, too. Well, no, I just popped on the computer here, Googled the name of a band I was going to play next here, and here they are. They just popped right up. Bell X-1. It grabbed my interest because Bell X-1 was the name of the first supersonic jet aircraft that was flown in the world, and you've probably seen pictures of that thing. Dropped it under the wing of, I think it was B-47, maybe B-49. Anyway, Bell X-1 also are an Irish rock band from North County Kildare in Ireland and have thus far released 3 critically acclaimed albums. And apparently they've been have their name mispronounced a bit, but can't fool me. From Flock, this is Bell X-1.
It's a wonderful way to wake me. But you weren't so nice last night. You're such an asshole when you're drunk. He said, at least I'm okay in the mornings. He said, the 3 wise men came a long way following that pinhole in the sky. Yeah, that one right there. She said, I don't believe in any old Jesus. If there was a God, then why is my ass the perfect height for kicking? She said, I'll shine for you. I'll burn for you. Said I'll shine for you. That's what I'll do. He said they're like headlights in the rearview mirror. They're closer than they seem, and from this gutter we're still staring at the stars. She said, won't you go and shine? Last night, all you did was curse those stars, 'cause they sang to you of hope. He said, sun is light, and it takes it away. But like all the greats, it'll burn out someday. She said, I don't mind, I don't wanna get bored, I don't wanna end up beached on the shore. I wanna be the star. 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 Then I can shine for you. And then I'll burn for you. I'll shine for you. That's what I'll do. That's what I'll do. We'll be right back.
young rock and rollers got married one day. They're happy, so everybody's looking for love. The blamer, the wise one, say that it won't last, but they'd better hold fast, 'cause there's nothing like two true hearts that I really love. But the blamers better look to their own age group, not the custom carpella in the 34 coupe. All the answers are written in the real big book. They better look, look in the book. So help the young heart, you blamer. Remember, we're depending on you for a heaven on earth when everybody's looking for love. Everybody's looking for love, when everybody's looking for love.
That takes us back, original Vancouver sound with Les Vogt and the Blamers. And a little story behind that, if you were checking out today's paper, and in the B's section every Monday, they have a little section there from Red Robinson and from Chuck Davis. Check them both out. Actually, the Chuck Davis article is pretty interesting because it's about a good cop gone bad, Walter Mulligan, back in April 21st, 1927, Vancouver policeman and detective, but no relation to TDM. Terry D, no, I don't think so. But just below the Chuck Davis story, which, by the way, comes out as a book next year, the BC Entertainment Hall of Fame by Red Robinson. By the way, the honor roll for the BC Entertainment Hall of Fame is in the Orpheum Theater on one of the walls there. There's a feature wall, so check it out next time you're in the Orpheum. And as Red says, one of the illustrious names on that wall is that of Les Vogt, who began his career as a teenager with a band called the Prowlers here in Vancouver, named because of their frequent appearances on DJ Jack Cullen's radio show, Owl Prowl. The Owl Prowl was a big show back in the 50s, late 50s and early 60s. And Les Vogt had a record out. Well, actually, they had a band called the Prowlers, but then he did a solo back in 1960 called The Blamers, and that was a song we just heard. From 1960, that record became number one in Vancouver and actually ousted Elvis Presley's It's Now or Never, become the number one song in Vancouver at the time, 1960. That does take us back. Just before that, we had Bell X1. If you're Irish, you may remember them as Juniper. That was their original name back in Ireland. We had Rocky Took a Lover. Well, we're rolling here on Radio with Jolly John, your host, till 7:30. And then, of course, it's time for a Radio Free GAC with Gary Kay. And until then, we're hoping to hear from some interesting folks on the show today. We'll be hearing from, of course, Michael Strainick and a look at UFOs around the world. We'll also be hearing from Nick Jones of the Pointed Sticks. And if I'm lucky, I think we might have located Nimrod. He's missing from the show again, as you probably have noticed. But last time he was seen was at the Smoke Inn down in Vancouver downtown yesterday. He was in a sea of smoke, and then he disappeared. So I don't know where he is. We might hear from him today.
Spiral on out to infinity.
Love in the year 3000.
take off your helmet, you spacey thing. In free fall, we'll shimmer and shine. You've got me spinning like Saturn's rings. It's a galactic love in future time.
is Kevin Drew. Broken Social Scene presents Kevin Drew. Spirit If. That's Effed Up Kid. You know what effed up means? Yes. And just before that, the B-52s, they've dropped the apostrophe in the B-52s title, by the way. It's still said the same way. They still have the B-52 hairdos. That's the same as the nose cone of the B-52 bombers. And they are coming to town. They're actually going to be playing at Deer Lake Park. I don't have the date right in front of me here because I've got too many other things to think about, but you'll probably be there. Joan Arbitrating's on that show, and it's not bad. I might even go myself, actually. B-52's latest CD entitled Funplex, and we played the song Love in the Year 3000. I wonder where Nimrod will be in the year 3000. Well, I think we have found him. The smoke has cleared down at the courthouse, and I think we through the haze, there he is. There's Nimrod.
Oh, Nimrod, man. Hi, John.
No, last time I saw you, someone said they saw you at the smoke inn, but I'm not sure if that's true or not.
It's impossible because I'm calling you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, down Venice Beach.
Oh, it must have been a lookalike then, I guess. Yeah,
yeah, well, you know, my dad's protege, David Kubit, the guy who's on that show Medium.
Right, that's
on
tonight.
Yeah, well, I've been staying with him, and he's put me up because it's really expensive down here. It's very cool, you know, and I just think there he goes. I keep thinking I'm seeing people down here, and you know something?
What's that?
I am. I just saw Emil from, the surfer guy from the Sean Penn movie.
Ooh.
Yeah, and walking down with his dog. And
what's the weather like in Venice Beach?
Oh, it's beautiful, man. Really beautiful. It's really cool. I'm going to go to Huntington Beach because I want to do some surfing, you know. And, it got to me, and I thought, you know, like, and my dad sort of said, well, yeah, go ahead and do it because you're not getting work up here. You know, I mean, there's nothing for me, and they're not taking on people here.
You mean,
you know, in the movies.
You're not coming back to the show?
Well, okay. Well,
who's going to do your bit?
Well, I got a surprise for you, man.
A surprise? Uh-oh.
I talked to my dad, and he said he would negotiate with CITR's people. That's all he said. So, I mean, he wants bucks, and you don't pay, of course. You know, it's a volunteer thing.
Wow.
So you've got to try and convince him of that. He's still up there, you know, where you are in the freezing clime.
So you mean your dad may come back and join me on the radio, the legendary J.B. Shane?
Well, he's threatening to, man, but, if I were you, I would get a cease and desist order out immediately. But I've got a couple auditions to go to. It's really cool. I'm glad I'm down here because I know you guys are freezing your asses off up there. Well, it's just beautiful down here right
chilly.
Now. It's about 27 degrees on the right here on Venice Beach. Oh, look, I thought I saw somebody else.
You missed the fun run. They were all wearing their parkas and their snow boots. And...
Oh, man, never mind a fun run. I just kind of like walk up and down Venice Beach, and that's fun, you know.
I bet.
And it's warmer, too.
Yeah.
And, you know. And went to the Gold's Gym down here, and you know everybody was impressed. But I just want to take a moment just to thank you and SCITR for allowing me to do the damage that I did with you all those years. And if I've offended, and if I've upset or PO'd a number of people, it was not intentional.
Right.
I really mean well. You know,
no,
I love you. I love you all. I'm still holding on to my Canadian passport.
Uh-huh.
And I will talk to you again soon. But you talk to my dad because I think he's going to put in an appearance very soon on your show.
Okay.
And you've been warned.
Well, you'll be glad to hear that only one side of my headsets are working today, so nothing has changed at
cool.
CITR.
Yeah. Well, I love you, man, and I love Bryce, and I love that fat guy in the record library, you know.
He's in Berlin now.
Is he in Berlin?
Yeah.
Oh, God help him.
Yeah, really.
So,
then he's going to Prague.
Prague? Oh, God.
Yeah,
no.
To see Buzz Lebo.
Oh, Buzz Lebo, your inspiration.
Well, Nimrod, good luck down in California, and I hope you get the movie part.
I'll let you. I don't know, man. You know, it's just a crapshoot down here.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a piece of the action.
Well, keep in touch.
I will do that.
And I guess I'll be talking to your dad. I guess.
Yeah, do that, and handle him with kid gloves. You know his temperament.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Love you, Vancouver. Well, most of you. And SCITR, and thank you for thank you, John, and all. And I will talk to you soon then.
Okay, Nimrod.
Cool.
Ciao.
Bye.
He's not a dreamer or a skinner running away from me. He's not a singer, entertainer with no follow through. He's not a poet or a mystic with a cigarette unclear. He's just neutral, yeah, he's weary.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC on the west coast of British Columbia.
This is skin. You can wrap all of your arms and legs in an address that you know. An envelope unfolds, a writing to catch up. We were small when we last met, but the letters are unread. She's heard it on cassette. Heard of fiction, you never heard of
this up for you. I'm only wishing, wow. Though you won't believe me, this coming Thursday evening is all sunshiny.
Tokyo Police Club, their new CD has finally hit the shelves. Elephant Shell is the title of that one, actually. Tokyo Police Club, and we heard Centennial. Just before that, of course, it was Sonic Youth from a year or two ago, and The Neutral. You're on a show called Radio Radio. I'm a Dark Matter man sometimes, and sometimes Jolly John, formerly Son of Night Dreams. This program comes to you free of charge, and it's streaming, and we'll have a podcast ready by tomorrow. Okay, right now it's time to bring on our UFO expert, world-renowned expert on the subject of UFOs. That's unidentified flying objects, and they are out there. Just as a matter of fact, good day to you, Michael Strainick.
Good evening, John, and good evening, Nimrod. If anyone can make Hollywood weirder, you're the guy that can do it.
Probably is, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, statistically, sightings are down. However, the quality and the strangeness is up. California's getting blitzed, especially Northern California. Newfoundland has quite a few good reports. And the state of Indiana is absolutely flooded all throughout the state. And I think the weirdest one we've got right now is from Toms River, New Jersey, or New Jersey, if you happen to live there. A gentleman saw at midday, so it's a daylight sighting, a gray rectangular-shaped object, ratio about 5 to 1, five times taller than it was wide, and in a vertical orientation, and this thing was hovering at only 500 feet, bear that in mind. There were no landing gear or windows, and it had red, green, and white lights around the perimeter. Then suddenly he noticed another identical one on the other side of him. And then he noticed a third off in the distance. Now remember, this thing's at 500 feet altitude, and it was the size of a 747. And we touched on last week that Texas has quieted down, except new weirdness such as Sasquatch reports. Now we are getting reports of weird animal noises in areas that are just too barren for an animal to hide in. So it's been a weird 2 weeks.
Ooh, wow. Okay, and I was just on the internet the other day looking at some reports from Australia, New South Wales, and
yep.
there's a lot of reports there, too.
Yeah.
In other words, Michael, I would say they're everywhere. They're all over the world.
There's not a day goes by when something's not reported from somewhere. And the more you search the internet, and, you know, most foreign cities have English language newspapers. It's a good way to find out what's going on all over the world. You know, just pick a city at random, check out their major newspaper, and you'll probably find something.
Sounds like a good plan. Okay, thank you, Michael Strainick.
My pleasure.
Our UFO expert. And you probably did hear from Nimrod there, and it sounds like his dad may be joining us. That's interesting.
That sounds good.
We'll see what happens. Thank you, Michael. And
you're
if you are interested in UFOs, we recommend the International UFO Reporter put out by the Center for UFO Studies, the Hill case. They're talking about the Betty and Barney Hill case and the limits of ufology in this article. Quite a long article. And also, UFOs are mystery airships, a very interesting article, too, in the latest IUR, the International UFO Reporter. We'll be right back.
just heard your voice ringing like a bell, as if I had a choice. Oh well, left in the morning while you were fast asleep. Violence, a world of empty streets. You got your reasons, me, I got your voice. Now who here among us still believes in choice? Not I. No way of knowing what any man will do. Ocean of violence between me and you. You got your reasons, and me, I got mine. But all the reasons I gave were just lies to buy myself.
Arcade Fire from Neon Bible. Ocean of Noise. Listen, listen, you can hear the ocean pounding on Kitts Beach. Radiohead, Wreck-It-Er. Oh, can't wait till Thunderbird Stadium. Radiohead coming. They're coming. It won't be long.
Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR. As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shots I'm at all the time anyway. To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club.
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your friends a CITR card down at CITR or at special events they sponsor such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
You're listening to Radio Radio on CITR till 7:30, and then it's Radio Free GAC. If you like jazz, of course, you want to join Gavin Walker tonight at 9 o'clock for the Jazz Show right here on this radio station where we are streaming, and we're going to do a little blast from the past right now. We do it every once in a while. Well, we had Les Vogt and the Blamers earlier. We're going to take you back to the classic Drifters and a song that they released, and then one of the biggest rock and roll guys in the world released this song later. Now, sometimes you hear an artist do a song, but you don't realize that maybe somebody else did it before them, maybe way back further, or maybe just a few years. In the case of this one, it was a few years because in August 1953, the classic Drifters, with their lead singer, Clyde McFadder, recorded this song that was written by Jesse Stone, who is their arranger. The song was called Money Honey, and it traveled all the way to the top of the R&B charts back in 1953.
To tell me what was on his mind. He said, "My honey, yes, my honey, my honey. If you wanna stay here with me, I was clean as a screen and so hard pressed. I called the woman that I love best. I finally got my baby by the half past three. She said." To know what you want with me. I said, money, honey, money, honey, money, honey, if you wanna get along with me. She screamed and said, what's wrong with you? From this day on, our romance is through. I said, tell me, baby, face to face, how another man take my place. Money, honey. Money, honey. Oh, money, honey. If you wanna get along with me. I finally got
like to know what you want with me. I said, money, honey. Money, honey. Money, honey. If you want to get along with me. Another man take my place. Say I love you. Money, honey. Money, honey. Money, honey. If you want to get along with me.
All right, the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley, Money, Honey, and that was recorded back in 1956. I guess Elvis used to hear Clyde McFadder and the Drifters singing that on the radio for about 3 years and said, hey, we got to record it. Now, that was one of his first RCA sessions in Nashville. And not only his regular drummer, DJ Fontana, but he had piano player Floyd Kramer and Chet Atkins on second guitar on that Money Honey classic from the past.
Why, sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire. So
you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh, yeah. Situation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so nice to be elderly and looking forward to my old age pension and playing Elvis in the radio. Oh, well, there you go. Let's get modern now. Moby's here and Radio Radio.
Yeah. You went looking for shelter in all the wrong spaces. You grew gluttonous and famous with faces, nameless and blank. Superstitiously you named them Saint Christopher and Johanna, and Saint Christopher and Johanna, and Saint Christopher and Johanna. Overcome with the holiday spirit, Mark says the herald angels won't hear it. And remember the wolves that you run with our wolves, don't forget. They exist to give you something to regret. I'll beat them to it with something sadder than that brass portrait that shines through your morning dim. Something sadder than that brass portrait that shines through your morning dim. I'll give you something to be sad about. Hey, the picture really captures your mouth. Poised to say, it's your turn to go down now. 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 In the spirit of giving in. Your mother was poor, your father.
Well, listen, we said we'd have Dan Bejar back again, and there he is with the new Pornographers, The Spirit of Giving, from the new Pornographers Challengers. It's the fluorescent red against the gray. My eyes are flashing. Having trouble reading here. The new Pornographers, and before that we had Ooh Yeah with Moby from Moby's latest CD entitled Last Night. Okay, we'd like to say hi to Jeff Wall. Photo-based artist Jeff Wall has won the Audain Prize for Lifetime Achievement, the province's biggest annual award for the visual arts. Acknowledged as one of the world's leading contemporary artists, Wall has had solo exhibitions in numerous art museums around the world, including Museum of Modern Art, New York Art Institute of Chicago, in Japan, and in London. Congratulations, Jeff Wall. He's a former musician of sorts, going back to You Jerks, and okay. Hey, if any of the staff members of CITR are listening, I know you do listen once in a while, we're missing a couple of CDs in the library, and if you played it recently and didn't refile it properly, maybe you can help me out. I've been trying to find the Constantines, their new one. I wanted to play a cutoff of that so badly. The Constantines, and also Green Hour Band. The Green Hour Band, they're missing from our library now. Okay, guys, I know you didn't rip us off. You just absentmindedly put it somewhere, and now you don't know where it is, right? Really? You didn't steal it. No. Nobody would do that. Okay. Just a little thing in the paper here I saw the other day. Dumbest celebrity quotes, okay? Christine Aguilera came out with a classic here. She said, "So, where's the Cannes Film Festival being held this year?"
There was an old tree rooted in the dirt. The branch always said, "We are free. We live longer than most anything. We've seen things grow and die, given so many creatures life and air. But always said, 'No, I'm sick of this. I'm stuck here. I want to be free.'
Please don't make me laugh.
you loved in the spring. The summer and the winter are the only times you've been in my arms. Oh, there's more to your love than I thought. I've been thinking how we fought, how we loved. You're all I've got, you're all that I've got.
There they are, the Airfields. Well, did a Google on the Airfields. They're from Toronto. I knew they were a Canadian band. That's good. And they said in their little blog here, their little note on the internet, that we like to tell you that we write our songs in an abandoned airplane hangar just to account for all the echoing, but that would be very untrue and a little fanciful. Instead, most of the songwriting occurs in the wee hours of the morning, traveling in a shivering bus to nowhere important. Well, there you go. Check it out. They're called The Airfields from Up All Night. The Airfields, sorry, plural, The Airfields from Toronto. And some interesting sounds from them. Also, just before that, we had New Bloods, plural Bloods, right after the New Pornographers, yes. New Bloods, The Secret Life. They're a Portland-based woman band, all-girl band, I guess. And they do some funny stuff. And that song was called Tree, and we send that out to the Hollow Tree, Vancouver's Hollow Tree, that is. All right, right now... I've got this thing in front of me about dumbest celebrity quotes. Some of them were pretty dumb. I mean, George W. Bush said, "I have opinions of my own, strong opinions, but I don't always agree with them." Yeah, right, W. How about this one from Brooke Shields? "Smoking kills. If you're killed, you've lost a very important part of your life." True, Brooke. I guess it's true, yes. Okay, in case you haven't heard, Pink Floyd is back at the Planetarium along with Laser Zeppelin. It all started this past weekend, every Friday and Saturday nights, 9:45, 10 o'clock. First of all, it's Laser Zeppelin 8 and Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd. My favorite Pink Floyd guy is David Gilmour from a CD from 2006. Let's go Into the Blue.
Drift
so soon.
There's the mellow side of Pink Floyd. That's David Gilmour. It's called The Blue from On an Island out a couple of years ago. And he's got his old Pink Floyd friend there, Richard Wright, on vocals. Also Chris Stainton on organ, Andy Newmark drums, and Jules Holland piano. Some interesting people backing him up. Mighty fine CD. Okay, just a reminder here before we sign off, Jolly John Tanner, your host on Radio, formerly Son of Night Dreams. As we heard tonight, Nimrod headed off, is in Hollywood now looking for a movie bet. Won't be back with us, but he said his dad might be joining us, so we might be getting the J.B. Shane Captain Midnight on the show back again. Back from when? Way back when. Anyway, we were supposed to get a phone call. It never came tonight. Last we heard an email from Nick Jones of the Pointed Sticks, who was going to give us a call from the island, but I guess he got hung up somewhere. So we'll fill in what's happening. This Friday, it's Hardstock, a benefit for Scott Harding. Scott Harding used to play with a band called the Jazzmanian Devils. And you probably heard he was in a bad accident and is paralyzed from the waist down. That was in New York City. But so we're having a benefit for him this Friday at the Commodore Ballroom called Hardstock. The benefit for Scott Harding features, starting at 7:30, Mike Webster, followed by Swank, I Brain Eater, The Furies, they're on about 8:30, Go for Three is on about 8:50, then the Hard Rock Miners, followed by the Bug House Five at 9:40. John Mann is on at 10:10, the Jazzmanian Devil is about 10:40, and the Pointed Sticks will be on stage about 11:20. That's this Friday night with the Hard Ones following that. So a lot of people showing up and jamming, too. I believe that's who the Hard Ones are at midnight. It goes till 2 o'clock in the morning at the Commodore. Only $25, a good benefit, and a lot of good bands. Maybe we'll see you there. And, of course, don't forget to catch them on stage at 11:20. The Pointed Sticks. We'll see you in a couple of weeks on Radio. Stand by for Radio Free Gack.
Like Germany in 43, let every woman sound on me and fix her clothes.
trees, breaking out at the seams of that discipline. I know one wanted to believe me, I was up against the wall when she came marching in to save me like a guardian general.
She hadn't worked out to an arm. Now she's in command of my heart.
A leather boot spins like time on a gullet wine. Now she's so military. I was broken, I was dirty, but she promised nothing hurt me since humanity. She mapped out the way it could be offered me a skip right then.
She had it worked out to an arm. Now she's in command of my heart.
Everything is precious with authority. Tell me why, tell me how. Not a thing to stop me now. I got validity. Well, all the times I meant to fail, all the chances that I missed, but I got reinforcements now. She's just to resist.
She's got it worked out to an arm, and she's in command of my arm. She's got it worked out to an arm. She's in command of my heart. Oh, yes, yeah, she's in command of my heart. Yes, yeah, she's in command of my heart.
This release is exclusive thanks to the diagnostic criteria proposed by you.
The last thing I want to do is miss my favorite CITR show. Oh, man.
Dude, didn't you know you can now download all your favorite CITR shows off their website and onto your iPod? Just go to www.citr.ca/podcast and you'll be able to check out and download all your favorite shows and any new sweet stuff you want to hear.
I cannot take the awesomeness of this information.